Hola, good people. Hola. That's where my Spanish stops. I don't know what I'm doing. I actually took French in school, but it's a beautiful way to greet beautiful people. Welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. It's Mystic here. And so, how's it going, good people? How was homework? Now, come on, don't be that person who does the homework right before classes do. It worked, but we're better than that now. For those of you who didn't catch last week, homework was to practice speaking good things and positive things over you, over your life, and that's just the start. You know, we have to take it one step at a time, walk one leg in front of the other, and we walk, not hop nor skip. Everything is a process, and some things, you know, take a little longer to develop, so let's not ever get caught up on time, ever. And it's never too late to set and achieve goals for yourself. Speaking of self, this is a perfect place for you to be yourself. This is the safe zone. This is your bathroom mirror and no one is home. Pretty comfortable, right? Where else can you be your natural, vulnerable, pure self? No need to put your makeup on. It's all family here on this podcast. And I know that the fellas are thinking that I'm only talking to the women, but we all enhance a part of ourselves to conceal or disguise our imperfections. We do it all the time, whether we're conscious of it or not. No worries, ladies, I got us. But in life, different situations, how you judge yourself will be much easier once we realize that God knows we aren't perfect. For all y'all parents out there with my nieces and nephews, and just accept it. You know, I love you. You love me. It's a thing. Love at first sight. Accept it. But listen, for your parents out there, your kids sometimes are, you know, often confused at how well you know them. But of course, you made them. And this is the same with our Father. He made us. He knows that we're missing a few screws, and he's okay with our weird selves. So why can't we be? I often say, don't compromise your character. Don't conceal your true self, your peace, or your comfort to accommodate others. And for those of you who aren't looking at me, listen, look, okay, you're confused. But don't compromise your character. Don't conceal your true self, your peace, or your comfort to accommodate others. You know, we got to stop hurting ourselves. And not only do we have to stop dimming our light for random people, family and friends as well. There's no exceptions. You know, if you have to fake laugh or do things that you rather not do, if you're always there for a person and they never seem to be there for you, worried about your appearance, listen, this person may not be as healthy for you as you think, you know, they are. Listen, for the last 15, maybe over the last 15 years, I've had the worst anxiety about my appearance. I would blame society and social media, you know, for me being the way I was. Now, listen, you know, social media will have you feeling like, you know, a trip to the store is going to an upscale, you know, steakhouse. Like, do you always look like this? You know, but once you start to love you again, you stop comparing yourself to others and start appreciating the journey that you are on. The material things start to seem less significant, but you know, it is easy to place blame. It's really easy to place blame on others. Blaming someone or something is way easier than, you know, standing in the mirror and correcting self. But when you become desperate, sometimes it becomes necessary. Cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Now, this is Jesus talking, and for those of you who aren't, you know, necessarily familiar with Jesus like passages, he wouldn't hesitate. He wouldn't hesitate to get you together. And so in this verse, he's saying that, you know, we have enough to care about or to focus on. So let's take care of that before we attempt to help anyone else. Now, I said that in the last episode, cats out the bag. But listen, on the spiritual side, on the flip side, the question wouldn't be who's to blame, who can I blame, or what statistic can I drop to prove that society has had an effect on, you know, the youth today, or why social media, you know, just whatever. But the question would be, why are you unhappy with yourself? Why don't you love and appreciate yourself as you do with others? You know, what happened to the love? When did it change? Was it ever there? Like, you start to dig, and if you continue to dig, you'll get to the root of the problem. Now, whether that root may be childhood trauma, not feeling accomplished enough, not having kids, low self-esteem, cheating spouse, whatever the root is from whichever tree, heal that tree. get it back to being fruitful, and then move on to the next tree or the next issue. That's how this cycle works. This is how you heal and renew the love for yourself. And healing is the, you know, that's the permanent solution. It's not a band-aid. Dealing with life, we, you know, we use all type of different bandages. It just depends on, you know, how deep the wound is. One of the bandages that we use is, you know, we avoid our emotions. We will try to avoid, you know, when we think about this situation, or, you know, if we see this person, how did this person make us feel? Listen, we will even avoid a song and how it makes us feel. But avoiding someone or, you know, something, not doing a certain thing, it doesn't acknowledge or make it go away. But there's so many different types of bandages. Listen, there's a whole box of bandages with different shapes, colors, and sizes, like, you know, substance abuse, drug abuse, smoking, alcohol, overeating. Like, this is all temporary fixes, you know, all band-aids. Isolation, this is a big bandage, but it's still a temporary fix, and we don't need to do this. Isolation, do not isolate yourself. I know it's hard, you know, dealing with people, but don't intentionally be alone. Your mind is the most powerful thing you will ever possess, and even if you don't acknowledge it, the enemy does. He is smart, he is slick, and he's a liar. So, you know, when you're alone, that's his time to come into your mind and lie to you. He will tell you that no one loves you. He's a liar. I love you. I love you to pieces. My hand is on my heart right now. He'll tell you that, you know, you won't ever complete that project. You will. You're about to start working on it now. He'll tell you that no one likes you. No one cares. Listen, not only do I care and I love you, there's so many people out there that you hadn't even met yet, you know? So he is all about negativity. He is a liar, and his goal is to keep you down. You know, he is the author of confusion. He loves to get in our minds because he knows how powerful it is. Now, if we could just realize that he knows how powerful our mind is, if we just realize it. Now, that's all Bible, but on the flip side of things, on the spirituality side of things, just if you start to think about these lies and this doubt, you know, if you start to think about it, you're going to start to feel it. You're going to start to attract these things. Law of attraction is a universal principle that states you will attract into your life whatever you focus on. Whatever has your energy and focus will return to you. Now listen, I know that life isn't all peaches and roses right now, but listen, don't focus on what's wrong. Focus on what's right. You are so blessed and you are so wealthy that you're able to listen to this podcast right now. You know, we have to look for silver linings in everything, in all situations. My husband would often say, you know, he would get the best out of the worst situations. And so that's what we have to do. We have to look for the best in the worst situations. Now, last week we were talking about the power of words, speaking positivity over you, over your life. This week we are talking about the importance of you prioritizing your well-being, your peace, your comfort, not compromising yourself. Now, I'm not asking you to, you know, run 10 miles and come home and do 400 push-ups. I'm not asking you to do anything. Just asking you to simply start considering, you know, your thoughts and just trying to be more positive. Listen, before you do anything, it's first a thought. Every process that regulates your body starts in your brain. This is why self-control, discipline is so important. You know, your every process, everything, it starts there. Your mind, your spirit is non-negotiable. Time doesn't stop. It doesn't wait on us. Unfortunately, we can't get it back. You know, what's lost, we can't get back. But what we can do is make the best of what's left. Michael Altshuler says, the bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. How great is that? And we are the pilot. But unfortunately, no one showed us how to maintenance the aircraft. We were taught how to, you know, start the engine and fly, but no one showed us what to do when the plane starts to go down. But I'm here to be your personal mechanic. I'm here to show you how to properly care for yourself. Look at me. Listen, look. Just kidding, y'all. But seriously, though, it really does work. So homework for next week. I know I'm rolling my eyes, too. I'm so, but homework for next week, and of course you can do it, is we're going to continue to practice positive words, because that's going to become a lifestyle. This is all going to become a lifestyle, but we're going to continue to practice positive words over you, over everything that's around you. And then we're going to start relaxing more. We're going to start laughing more. I laugh throughout this podcast because I am super silly. Listen, we're going to start embracing our true selves and stop thinking about the judgment of others. Listen, that judgment is coming from a place of negativity. And, you know, they need to start digging too. But listen, we're not worried about them because we're focusing on ourselves and we're getting ourselves together and we're not, you know, finger pointing. But don't worry about just the negativity and the judgment. Be yourself. Be your free, true, you know, laugh, relax. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. We ask for a continued hedge of protection around us, Lord. Bless us to receive and retain this message. And we pray that we not only hear good, but we do good. We aim to please you, and we know by doing this, we too will be pleased. We pray that our relationship with you grows stronger, and we thank you in advance in Jesus' name, and we thank you. Amen. Good people, good people, good people, good people. Y'all have been all that to me. I appreciate you for interacting with me. Without you, I would be nothing. I couldn't have done it. Listen, please like, share, comment, subscribe. Listen, all of this, you might as well go ahead and download the app. Do whatever you got to do now so you won't have to continue to do this week in and week out. Again, you're not going to remember this. And it's so small, you're not going to remember this in your daily life. However, it would mean the world to me. You know, don't pass by me and not blow your horn. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I just love y'all. I love y'all. Be positive, be blessed, and prioritize your peace. Prioritize your peace. Prioritize your peace. Until next time, good people.